and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Page 246. Come, let us worship and bow down.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God. And the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand.
Now let us prepare our hearts for worship with page 243. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Let's sing it again.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Amen.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Good morning. That's pretty good. I won't make you do it again. We thank you all for being here today. We have several visitors in the crowd. We ask that everybody sign in on the pew pads. If you got here and you're a visitor and Barbara was unable to get you one of the little gifts we have, please raise your hand and she'll come around and take care of that. And I don't see any hands, so she must have gotten everybody.
There's a hand.
There's a hand. Now all we have to do is find Barbara. I'll send her your way as soon as I find her. So we're very happy to have everybody today. There is an attendance pad, which you all will find on this side of the church on the end of your pews. We ask that you register your attendance and then put it over to the other side of the aisle if there's people over there so that everyone can be registered for their attendance. Here comes Barbara. Barbara, up here, up the side. See the hand? You didn't see the hand. Wait a second. Her arm's getting tired from holding it up. So, and we'd like your address so we can connect with you, either an email or a regular address. We don't send out spam. We just send out God's blessings. So, if you all have prayer requests, There's a blue sheet in the front of you in the pews, and we ask that you get those filled out and present them to the ushers that will come around during the first hymn and collect them. Or if you have celebrations, prayer concerns, celebrations, please fill those out. Now, for announcements, as evidently Dolan has an announcement. Can you speak loudly for a minute? That is a blessing. June has something, then I'll get up here. Oh, you didn't like us. You moved to the co-op, huh? We have a wedding that day. Okay, all right. Extension Club's at 10 o'clock at the Otero County Meeting Room, which is on kind of the northeast side of the building. And it's a very nice meeting room if you've never been there. So, okay. Okay. Wednesday at 3. Okay, Wednesday at 3, everybody. So, also there is this on August the 12th. What day of the week is that? Do we know?
Sunday.
Next Sunday, August the 12th, we're going to do a blessing of the backpacks. All are invited, teachers, students, grandkids, etc., and bring your own backpacks. And we'll have a blessing of the backpacks.
And the teachers.
Yeah, come on.
I just two short things. I want to thank you who support the Senior Center. Thank you so much. We made it through our fiscal year without having to close our doors. Your support is wonderful. Two things. Out on the tables here, I have laid some applications for the Day of Caring. That's when the volunteers from Holloman come in and do yard work, painting, repairs, whatever you need around your house. And the applications are on the tables here. The Day of Caring this year is October the 12th, and the applications need to be in by August the 31st. And if you can get them back to me at the Senior Center, or bring them back here and they'll get them to me at the Senior Center, then I'll get them turned in and get your name on the list for repairs or yard work or whatever you need around your house. Then also, so many of you are our supporters. You come and support whatever we do. And if you don't, but you want to try us out, Saturday, this coming Saturday, we're having an auction and a dance out at the Red Barn in Cloud Country Estates. Starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have a live auction, silent auction, raffles, door prizes, dances, food, a good time, and music. Bo Rivers is going to be playing. So come and have a great time with us. Thank you.
Paula, is there a charge for that
to get in? $5 to get in.
$5 to get in. So it's a great deal and a lot of fun. I have an announcement. It's kind of impromptu. I've decided that we need to welcome Jim and Millie Moore back next week. Yeah. They're coming back. Yay! They moved to Hobbs, and we were all heartbroken that they moved. Well, they came to their senses. And so next week, before church, between church and Sunday school, we're going to have a cake in the fellowship hall, and we're going to welcome them back, because we're all happy to have them. So if y'all will just come and enjoy with us and help us welcome them back. Now, if there's no other announcements, I'd like you, as the light of Christ is brought in, please prepare your hearts for worship.
Our opening hymn is found in the Faith We Sing book, page 2223. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
All praise to the Spirit who makes us one.
Please join me for the opening words. Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you are called.
We cannot do this alone. We dare not try this alone. So we gather as God's people.
Lead a life worthy of your calling, a life filled with service and meekness.
We come to build up Christ's body in humility and gentleness, with patience and love. We rejoice in our oneness in Christ. We would share the grace offered to us. We gather as God's family at the table prepared for us, waiting to be fed by the bread of life.
Please turn in the Methodist hymnal to page 407, beautiful old Fanny Crosby song, Close to Thee.
In unison, Almighty God, who does freely pardon all who repent and turn to Him, now fulfill in every contrite heart the promise of redeeming grace, forgiving all our sins and cleansing us from an evil conscience through the perfect sacrifice of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now the assurance. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. If the ushers will come forward, we'll have the offering.
Thank you, God, for bringing us together here today in your house. Thank you for the people who sit on our right, on our left, ahead of us and behind us. Thank you for letting our people be your people. Your light shines on all of us, and now we need to give back for your missions and your mercies. Lord. We pray in your name that it's a blessing to all who give and receive. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You may have a seat. This is the time for joys and concerns, and Judy Hartfield is lifting up Sheila. She had a pacemaker put in this past week, and she's requesting prayer for her. So if all of us together could say, Lord, hear our prayer, or hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, Father, we place Sheila in your hands, Lord. Your miracle is already done by her getting treatment. We thank you, Father, that you will continue at her side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now it's time for communion. If you would pick up your hymnal and go to page 12, we are going to do communion together. Let me not leave from here. Can you hear me well in the back? You can? Glenn, can you hear me? Okay, since you all say you can hear me, an invitation to communion. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another, all together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with all of our heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God. Let's have a moment of silent confession and prayer.
The Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy Lord, God, Father and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, Lord, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them for us to be the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in his final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is the body of Christ that was shed for you. And this is the blood of Christ that was poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of our sins. The Lord invites you to his table. Communion stewards. Body of Christ broken for you. The blood of Christ poured out for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The blood of Jesus poured out for you. The blood of Christ broken for you. The blood of Jesus poured out for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The blood of Jesus. The body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Jesus poured out for you. For those that need gluten-free, we do have it here in the table. If you would let us know, we'll certainly accommodate. Please come to the Lord's table.
You believe is
Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be reading from Ephesians today, 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to be one hope under one calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today we open chapter 4 with Paul stating he was in prison, and that the reason that he was in prison was because he was a follower of Christ, specifically for bringing the word of the Lord to the Gentiles. He writes this letter to the Ephesians asking that they walk according to the call that they had received. In this case, walking according to the call means the gift of grace that God had given them. Word had reached Paul of the unrest of some of the people of faith in the church and out of the church. Here, Paul refers to theirs and our conduct. He wants us to fully please the Lord with the way that we behave. And I will add, especially, the way we behave when nobody is watching. Paul specifically gives us the directions we are to follow. He starts by saying, be humble, be gentle. Today, some people mistake being humble and gentle as weakness. We prize being assertive rather than modest. We ask for a favor, and it sounds like a demand. Some fail to realize that humility and gentleness is the kind of graceful spirit that comes from a deep faith in God, that comes from trusting God with all of your heart, and that comes in trusting that whatever God decides for you and wherever you are at this moment, God will prevail and He's in control. We tend to call these people the strong silent type. He also calls the Ephesians and us to be patient. In the Greek, patience doesn't mean the same as we translate it right now. The Greek being the first language that the Bible was written on, it translated like this. It suggests that the meaning of patience is endurance or steadfastness. They don't look at patience as a passive kind of waiting. This type of patience stands adversity without quitting. It endures opposition without striking out at your opponent, or at least without striking out too quickly or violently. Patience here possess the strength of being rock steady. And no, rock steady does not mean that you dig in your heels to make your point. Rock steady here means that you're acting with patience. Paul then goes farther. He says, we are to bear with one another in love. That's a hard one. Agape love is what he means. Not a let me trust you kind of love, not a now that we're friends, let me bring you home, let me tell you all my life, let me tell you where I keep things, not that kind of love. Some people are toxic, and they will be toxic in your life if you let them. And you can still forgive those people. We are supposed to do that. When you encounter people like that, you need to keep your distance. Also, bearing with one another in love does not mean you must bear with any kind of abuse or addiction. It does not mean that you lay down and in the name of Christ and you let the train pass over you, or become an enabler either. Jesus does not want sacrifice. He wants a pure and contrite heart. But even when we deal with this type of behavior, we can show agape love, meaning a concern for the well-being of the other person. There is no requirement for agape love to be soft and cuddly, or what I call fuss and wussy. That's not what it means. You can have agape love from a distance. That's impossible, even with the people we like. You know, it's just, sometimes we just need to get some distance between us and the people we love, just to give them space. But we can love them with agape love from a distance, and we can pray for them, and we can ask God to set them free. Because if you know someone that has any of these things, that person is in bondage. And they don't have to be in your life, but you have to pray for them to be set free. And that is something that only Jesus can do. Lastly, Paul urges us to remember that we are to be united in Christ. Only the Holy Spirit makes this possible. For in one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. There might be members, but only one body. The body mentioned here is the church. If we are not at peace with all, this will trickle down to the church, and unrest will be festering in the church, in the family, and in the nations. Dysfunction is what comes from it. We are one faith, one God, one Savior, and one eternal life. That's what we are. Let all of God's children walk worthy of God's calling. The Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. When I was reading and trying to put this into words and make sense, I was thinking some of these things are really hard, you know, for you to do. I think all of us get to this season of our lives with a little baggage, you know. And then we say, well, yes, I've forgiven and I've, you know, moved forward and all that. But it just takes a hair to take us back to that place, take us back to that person, to that moment. We are to be united as one body. We are the body of Christ. We are to be patient. And I know that there has been time that I have been at the border of losing my salvation over a parking space. Okay. And especially when I get to the cashier and there are 20 people in front of me and the store is full and there's only two people in the register. I always look around to see, is there anybody here from church, just to make sure. You don't want to, you know. Oh, I saw her. She was giving them what for. No, you don't want to do that. But, you know, patience doesn't mean to let people run over you. You know, and your love for others and bearing with one another certainly doesn't mean to stay there and take any type of abuse. Any. Today we call abuse bullying. You know, it seems to be so everywhere we go. I hear stories from people all the time of things that are happening at home, at school, at work. We are to bear with one another. And since we cannot carry them with you, and I don't recommend that, I do recommend that you put those people that you need to bear with in your prayer list. Pray for them to be set free. Pray for them to find the Lord. Because even if they say they have found the Lord, if this type of behavior continues, they're not going to the well. They're not drinking the water of life. You don't have to bring them home. But I believe with all my heart that we are supposed to pray for those difficult peoples in our life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, creator of everything in heaven and on earth, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, You will empower us with inner strength through your Holy Spirit. That Christ will make his home in our hearts as we trust in him. We pray that our roots will grow down and deep into God's love and keep us strong. And may we have the power to understand, as all of God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep your love is for each one of us. May all of you experience the love of Christ. Then and only then, we will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please turn in your hymnal, excuse me, your Faith We Sing book to 2175, Together We Serve. Please stand as we sing together.
Together, receive this blessing from the Lord. May the God of hope fill with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope and love for each other. God bless you.
Thank you.